told my son, I've said it before, I never repeat myself.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been duped, fooled by a lie, by a whopper? I have. My father, a good man, once sent me on a fake errand just to keep me out of trouble. We laughed about that prank for days. But in this Google age, it's worse. The singer Gordon Lightfoot heard on his car radio that he was dead. He drove to the station and informed them that he was just fine, thank you. Today, we're going to sharpen our whopper sensors with something called Spot the Fake. I'll give you two actual headlines found on the web and see which you think is fake. First headline, man assaults convenience store employee with banana. Second headline, teenager only capable of texting and rolling eyes to be euthanized. Well, the banana attack did occur at a convenience store in Des Moines, Iowa. The worker was thankful the attacker didn't use a real weapon, like a muffin. Well, the teenager, he's fine. Here are two more actual headlines. The first, playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving, now a federal crime. Second, dog saves owner's life after cat starts fire. Can you spot the fake? I think people playing Christmas music before Thanksgiving should have mistletoe put down their shirts, but that one is false. Thumper, a black lab, woke his owner just in time for them to get out of the burning house alive. Princess, the family cat, had knocked over a kerosene lantern, proving once again that dogs are a man's best friend. Well, how did you do? It's not always easy spotting a fake. Some think that Christians have been easily duped by the myth of Easter, that time when we celebrate how Jesus, God's Son, died for our sins and rose from the dead, defeating death and offering eternal life. I think we can all agree that if the resurrection didn't happen, it is the greatest hoax ever, and Christianity cannot be true. But to trust the Easter story, you pretty much have to believe that Jesus existed and that the New Testament can be trusted. If you're a skeptic, you can investigate this. It's not like believing in the Easter Bunny. How do we know Jesus existed? Well, we have far more sources for Jesus of Nazareth than figures like Julius Caesar. At least 18, in fact. 12 are non-Christian sources. As for the Bible, over 5,800 Greek manuscripts and more than 8,000 Latin manuscripts have survived. Most ancient books are backed by, at best, a dozen manuscripts. Here are two theories from skeptics claiming the resurrection is a fake. The first, Jesus' followers lied in a vast conspiracy. But to go there, you must explain three things. A, a tomb bearing Jesus' body, guarded by Roman soldiers, turned up empty. B, Jesus appeared to hundreds in numerous places for 40 days after his crucifixion. And C, his cowardly disciples were forever changed into bold believers who told others he was risen and went to their death for it. People don't die for lies they make up. A second theory goes like this. The disciples got the wrong tomb, so they concocted an elaborate myth to explain it. But if there was a mistake, surely the Jewish leaders who placed the Roman guards and Joseph of Arimathea, who owned the tomb, would have corrected things. If you've been to Jerusalem, you know that a 15-minute walk could confirm the emptiness of a tomb. There's one detail in the resurrection story that never ceases to make me smile. In first century Palestine, the testimony of a woman was in most cases inadmissible in court. And who did Jesus first appear to? Who were the first witnesses to the truth that would change billions of lives? Women. Who would have made up a story this way unless it were true? I believe it is. Jesus Christ is risen. Happy Easter, my friend.
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Again's calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.